Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur is a continuation of the previous shiur. We are in the middle of our series of Shev Shmaitza. We're in Shmaitza Dalit, Shmaitza Beis, Perek Dalit. And the shiur should be a schus for Refuah Shleima from our Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, and for Zivuk Hagun for Rivka Esther Bas Rebellio Peretz, and Zara Shel Kayama for Yisrael Chaim and Chana Rochel. And Bracha Ba'atzlacha for Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis. Okay, we're in the paragraph that starts with a Hai. Shemaita Beis Perak Dalet. You have it, Rav Yosef, for Moshe Gavriel, Rav Shmuel Ben Yamin, Rav Yaakov Dov. You with me? Gevaldik. Rav Meir Zev, Geshmak. Moshe Tzvi. Ubahai the kol mishan ola the suffik brishus ola veraya of hubisof perakamedi or bemachlov parab chamor mesa chamor the bala chamor tzoch leviraisha chamor kain base mechiras habapar. So we have this suffik, we have this klal that wherever the suffik was born, that's the person who has to bring the raya. In the previous shiur, we discussed this at length, and we said that ein machzikin reyasam yerushus l'rushus. So, when the par is in yerushus, when the chamor, whenever, whatever, wherever, whatever has the suffik, is in yerushus, you're the one who has to bring the raya. So, for example, we're talking about a machlof par b'chamor. So Reuven goes, wants to exchange his par for Shimon's chamor. He goes and he does meshicha on Shimon's chamor, and then they go back and they find that his para is dead. We want to know the para did misa happen before, or did it happen after? Did it happen before the transaction, and it belonged to the original owner of the chamor? Did it happen after the transaction, and now it belongs to the new owner of the chamor, and he has to suffer the loss? So we say that since it happened in the whoever's Rishus the Chamor is in, he's the one who has to bring the Raya, because we don't assume that something that happened in one Rishus, Rishus B, after it came from Rishus A, happened in Rishus A. Rishus A, there's no suffix. It's only a suffix in Rishus B. So we assume it happened in Rishus B. That is and very much the tip of the iceberg, the previous She'or, as someone likes to say. I'm making fun, just that's the way they say it. It's not nice to make fun, unless it's Purim. You can make fun of a Malik. And now we're continuing. Uvahai, the Kolmi Shanol, the Savi Yishusal of Araya, Vu Perakamedi, Machal Parba Chamor, Mesa Chamor, the Balchamor Tzachal Araya, Shah Chamor Kaim Base Machir Sapar. So in this case, a Machal Parba Chamor, and the Chamor dies, that the Balachamor has to bring Araya, that his Chamor was alive. In other words, the original of the Chamor has to bring a raya that his Chamor was alive at the time of the Mechiras HaPara, and therefore the Chamor died in its new Rishus, not in his Rishus, but in the Rishus of the Baal HaPara, previous Baal HaPara. Uvazed das harifa Rambam. So now we're going to learn the Machlokas Rishonim. What's pshat in the word Rishuso? That Mishan Olad HaSafik Birshuso Olav Araya. What's pshat Birshuso? So the Rif and the Rambam learn that the word Birshuso means Rishus Mamish, in other words, the place where the Reyusa is found. In other words, if the Chamor is dead in the place that Shach to the Baal Chamor, the Baal Chamor has to bring a Raya, and even though the Chamor already went out of his monetary Rishus, because it was already acquired by the Baal HaPar and a Kenyan Khalifa, nevertheless, since the Reyusa happened in a place that was Shach to the Mocher, therefore, the mocher has to bring a raya that the donkey died after the mechira. Velo amru b'tabach tzarach lavi raya l'mishim domid b'rishus lokech v'u atabach. And similarly, the gabay the machat. Remember, we learned about the needle in the previous shiur that's found in the base hakosos, that the tabach, that the butcher has to bring a raya. Why does the butcher have to bring a raya? Because the suffik was born birshus hatavach, in other words, in a place that was owned by the Habach in the physical place that was owned by the butcher. And therefore, even if the butcher has not yet paid the seller of this animal, and therefore the seller is the motzi, we don't care. It is the butcher who has to bring a raya, since the suffek was born in his rishus. In other words, the animal was physically in his rishus, so therefore he has to bring a raya that the needle came about after the sale, that the needle came out before the sale, and therefore the whole thing is a makartos. Why is it that the butcher has to bring the raya? And the answer is, it's because the suffik was born in the rishus of the butcher. And according to the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, if the behema was shechted in the house of the seller, and it's found to be a treif, even though the butcher already bought it, bekinyan gomer, nevertheless, it is the seller has to bring a raya that the machat came in after the sale, in other words, when it was already in the rishus of the butcher, since the reyasa happened in his house. That is, whatever physical rishus the animal is in, that's the person who has to bring a raya. And if the behema happens to be standing in a pond, when do you find the reyasa? In other words, it's not in the physical rishus of either of them, then the raya is on the bal hamamon. And therefore, it is the butcher who has to bring a raya, because he already bought it with a kinyan, and since he already purchased it, the suffik is in his money, and therefore it is the butcher who has to bring the raya. Now the Rosh differs with the Rif and the Rambam, and he holds, what does it mean, kol shesuffik nola b'rishuso? It doesn't mean it's physical rishus, it means the financial rishus, the rishus hamamonis of the Baal Hamamon. That is the one who has to bring the raya, and therefore if you're machlef parah b'chamor, it is the Baal HaParah who has to bring a raya, since the suffek happened to Mamon, which was in his bailus, because he already acquired this chamor with one of the kinyanim, and therefore even if the chamor was still in the home of the Baal HaChamor, of the original owner of the chamor, the buyer, in other words the Baal HaParah, the original Baal HaParah, has to bring a raya, since the suffik happened with his mamon, because the kinyan was already made, and now the chamor is his, so he has to bring a raya that the chamor died before the transaction and not after. And according to this, if you have a tabach, if you have a butcher who acquired an animal, and the animal is found to be a treifa, even if it was in the house of the seller when they found the reyasa, it is still the butcher who has to bring a raya that this treifa happened before the mekach, since the suffik happened with his money, because he was already kone this animal, even if it is still in the home of the seller. Not like the Rambam and the Rif that we go after the makom. So basically, in a nutshell, the machlokas, what does it mean when we say that someone, if nola hasafik birshuso, if the suffik is born in his rishus, all of araya, according to the Rambam and the Rif, this means that it is in his physical rishus, whoever's physical rishus it's in, and according to the Rush, it means whosoever financial rishus it's in. We don't care that it's standing with just the mocher. Since that the butcher already bought it, it went out of the mocher, went into the lokeach, wherever he is. Because according to the Rush that you hold that the Iker is the Rishus HaMamon is, so we have a Kashiv in the Perak, in the Mishnah, Perak HaMeidir, that if you find the Mumin Rishus HaAv, it's the father who has to bring the Raya. And Rav explained, because Kan Nimtzu Kan Hayu, that they were found here, and therefore we assume that they were here all along. So even though it's after the Erisin, but we assume that it came before the Erisin when she was in Rishus Ha'av, and the whole thing is a Mekach Toh. So Bishlam, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that Rishus means the physical Rishus, so we understand that since the Reis is in Rishus of the father has to bring a Raya. But according to the Rush, we have a problem, because we're talking about after the Erisin, so whose monetary Rishus is she? And she's in the Rishus of the Baal. Umefarish Rava, Mishum Kanetsu Kam Hayu, Enatam Mishum the Mes Rishus Ha'mamish. The menadin miad kshin asarsa yibrishus habal in yin mumin. Ela the menoldu mumin rishus haav loave yitzim rishus halagamer kem adain yibrishus halakamidvar. So the question is, why then does the father have to bring the raya? It's the husband who's the baal of mumin. Therefore, the Rush explains, no, that even though the husband already acquired her with kedushin, nevertheless she still hasn't completely left the rishus hamuminis of the father, because as long as the husband hasn't done the nesuin, the father still has rights in the daughter, the maisi adayim and her mitzias and bimei for nedarim, and therefore, since she still hasn't completely left the rishus of the father, it is the father who has to bring a raya. The father is considered the baal hamamon, and we say kanetsu kan hayu, they were always, you're the baal hamamon, and therefore it happened in your rishus and the rishus of the baal hamamon, so he has to bring the raya. Like, see the rush adds of misha kanso bagra. But if she got older, even though she's birshuso, even though now she's in rishus the husband, kevish kvar yatsa rishus avay de kedushim nesuin habal tzarich lahavi raya. So this din in the Mishnah was only talking about a ketana from the erusin who was birshus ha'av. But if she's already a big girl, or the husband married, or even the reyusa was found when she is in her father's physical home, we don't care. The husband still has to bring a raya, since it's called nolad brishus habal, because she already left completely the rishus of her father. So if it's after the nesuin, or she became a bogeres, and then she gets married to this man, and you find mumin, she does erisin after being a bogeres, or she does nesuin, at any time, even if she was a ketana, so it is the husband who has to bring the raya, because that's called being the woman being born in the rishus of the husband. Why? Because now she's in the mamonistic rishus of the husband. She's no longer in the mamonistic rishus of the father. A bogeris is no longer in the mamonistic rishus of her father, and so too a nesua is in the mamonistic rishus of the husband. And we don't care where she is physically. V'imkein concludes the Shmaitza, Lashitza Rifa Rambam, time of the Rav, and all the Rishusa of the Tarach Lavi Raya, Mishum Denolat Asafik Rishusa Mamish. So, the reason, according to the Rif and the Rambam, that it's the father has to bring the Raya, that the Mumin came about after the Erisin, and it was not a Mekach Tos, is because the Mumin were born Mamish, she was physically in the Rishus. Of the father. If the woman were found when she was in the physically and there was just the father, it is therefore the father who has to bring the raya. According to the Rush, the reason is because the father is considered the baal hamamon. Because as long as she hasn't been married, it's the father's the baal hamamon. Well, she's sarash from the kol zman shel nechsa l'chupa adayin yirishus ha'av l'kam advarim shezocha bevito u'mishum hachi tzarich ha'av l'havi raya. According to the Rush, it's because as long as she hasn't yet entered the chupa, she's still considered rishus ha'av for certain things, and therefore it is the father who must bring the raya because she's still considered rishus ha'av. So what we have here, we learn now in this shir, is what does it mean kolon shenola tzofik rishus ha'av raya. In the previous shir, we learned that that's pshat in kanem su kan hayu, that you're not machzik areyasa from rishus to rishus, so wherever this rishus, the suffix is found in, you assume that it was there, that that's where it started, in that rishus. And now we want to know what the word rishus means. So according to the Rambam and the Rif, rishus means the physical property of, so wherever physical property of, that's the person who has to bring the raya. And according to the Rush, it means the monetary rishus. So that concludes Shemaitza Beis Perek Dalet. And Mirtz Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, this is actually a hakdama of the Shemaitza to answer the kashas that he presented in Shemaitza Beis Perek Gimel. This was Dalet to present the hakdama to Perek Hey, where he'll answer the kashas. So that is coming attractions. So you can chazer if you'd like a perek gimel. And now we're going to answer the kashas of Mirta Shem in the next shir. So we should all be zocha. L'lomod olami lishma v'las l'kaim is called l'vayisam l'torah s'vihava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.